Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're diving into a research paper about how smartphones could change nursing documentation. We often hear about technology transforming healthcare, but we sometimes overlook how it impacts even routine parts of a healthcare professional's day.
That's what's so compelling about the study we're examining. It doesn't focus on groundbreaking medical devices or complex surgeries. It looks at a simple but important aspect of nursing documentation.
It's easy to think of nursing documentation as just paperwork, but anyone in healthcare knows it's vital for patient care and safety.
Certainly, accurate and timely documentation is essential for communication between healthcare providers, for tracking patient progress, and ensuring continuity of care.
The researchers behind this study wanted to find out if they could improve how efficient and accurate nursing documentation is by using a tool many of us have, the smartphone.
And they didn't just suggest that nurses use smartphones for taking notes. They explored a more nuanced and potentially transformative approach, one that focuses on something they call dead cycles.
Dead cycles. Can you tell us more about what that means?
Dead cycles, as the researchers define them, are the short periods during a nurse's shift when they might not be using their hands, but their attention is divided. Think about the time spent walking between patients' rooms, waiting for equipment, or even pausing to think.
When you add up those seemingly insignificant amounts of time, they probably equal quite a bit of a nurse's workday.
Exactly. And the researchers realized that these dead cycles were a good opportunity to improve how efficient nursing documentation could be.
So what did they suggest for using these fragmented moments? Did they create a special app or device?
Their approach is quite simple. They use a technology that's already in smartphones, activity recognition.
Activity recognition. Can you explain how they saw this technology working for nursing documentation?
Our phones already track our physical activity, like our steps. They can even tell when we're driving or cycling. The researchers wondered if the same technology could be used to identify certain tasks a nurse does throughout their shift.
So the phone would anticipate what the nurse needed to document based on their actions, rather than the nurse having to manually input data or remember to make notes later.
Yes, that's the main idea. Let's say a nurse is walking down the hall to a patient's room. The phone, because it recognizes this movement pattern, could automatically show the nurse a documentation checklist that's already filled in for that specific patient.
That sounds very efficient. But did this idea actually work in a real-life situation?
To test their theory, the researchers did a study at a German psychiatric hospital.
They actually tried it out in a real clinic. That's an important step in moving from a theory to actually using it in the real world.
It is. They asked 15 nurses to participate in a simulated work scenario.
Simulated. Can you tell us more about how they recreated a real nursing experience for the study?
Of course. The nurses were given realistic patient care tasks and were told to use the activity recognition-based documentation system while they did them.
So they weren't just sitting at a computer. They were moving around, interacting with the patients, just like a normal shift.
That's right. The simulation was designed to be as realistic as possible. It included the dead cycles we talked about, walking, waiting, and short pauses that nurses experience.
It sounds like they carefully made sure the study accurately reflected the realities of a nurse's workflow. What did they learn? Did the activity recognition-based system have any benefits?
The results of the study show that even small advances in technology can lead to significant improvements in a demanding profession like nursing.
That's good to hear. We often hear about big, complicated technology solutions, but sometimes it's the small, practical ones that have the biggest impact.
And in this case, the impact was seen in two ways: saving time and making fewer errors.
Those are both essential in healthcare, especially when it comes to documentation. What exactly did they find? How much time did nurses save, and how much did documentation errors decrease?
The study found that using activity recognition in this way significantly cut down on the amount of time nurses spent on documentation.
That's important. How much time are we talking about? Just a few minutes per shift, or was it more?
The researchers looked at this carefully. They even measured how much time nurses spent on average doing things like walking to a patient's room, which was about 36 seconds, and filling a sink, which took about 43 seconds.
All those small bits of time can definitely add up over a whole shift.
Yes, and the study's findings confirm that. When you use these dead cycles for documentation, you can save a noticeable amount of time.
It's amazing how using those often overlooked moments well can make things more efficient and potentially reduce the overall workload.
The reduction in errors is another important finding.
Accuracy in documentation is crucial, especially in healthcare, where even small errors can be serious.
The study showed that the activity recognition-based system resulted in far fewer documentation errors than traditional methods.
That convincingly shows how this approach can improve efficiency, accuracy, and ultimately patient care.
It suggests that by incorporating technology into a nurse's workflow in a seamless way, we can potentially give them more time and mental energy to focus on what's most important, patient care.
It reminds us that technology, when we use it thoughtfully, can empower healthcare professionals, improve the quality of care, and maybe even lead to better outcomes for patients.
This could help more than just free up a nurse's time, although that's a big plus. By reducing how much nurses have to think about documentation, this technology could help reduce fatigue and burnout.
Burnout is a real problem in healthcare. It's often connected to long hours, stress, and how complex medicine is becoming. If technology can reduce that burden, even a little, it could significantly impact the well-being of healthcare professionals.
You're right, and that leads us to another interesting thing about this study. The researchers wanted to see how well the system worked, even when the technology wasn't perfect.
That's an interesting point. We often talk about technology as if it always works perfectly. But in reality, technology can be unpredictable and glitches happen. Did the researchers purposely introduce errors into the activity recognition system to test it?
They did. They added different levels of errors to the system. This simulated times when the phone might misunderstand what the nurse was doing or not recognize it at all.
That's a practical way to do research. It acknowledges that technology doesn't always work perfectly in the real world. So what did they find when they added these imperfections? Did the system become much less effective, or was it more resilient than you might expect?
The findings were quite interesting. Even with a 25% error rate in the activity recognition system, the nurses still felt it was helpful.
Wow, even with those errors. That indicates that this method can still be beneficial, even when the technology isn't always accurate. That's encouraging, especially when we think about using this technology more widely in real-world healthcare settings.
It shows that we don't have to wait for perfect technology to start seeing the benefits. Even imperfect systems can make a difference.
That's an important takeaway. It encourages healthcare to adopt technology in a way where we don't have to wait for perfect solutions to start making things better.
And it highlights how important it is to design technology with people's abilities and limitations in mind. A system that needs to be 100% accurate to work might not be suitable for a hospital environment where things are unpredictable and always changing.
Flexibility and adaptability are important. The system needs to be able to handle those times when things don't go as planned, like when a nurse has to change their routine or when the technology misunderstands an action.
Exactly. This study shows how important it is to have a human-centered approach to healthcare technology.
A human-centered approach, one that puts the needs, workflows, and even the limitations of healthcare workers first, is crucial if we're going to develop technology that actually helps instead of creating more obstacles.
Definitely. It's about seeing technology as something that enhances and supports human expertise and judgment, not something that replaces them.
This study, while focused on using smartphones for nursing documentation, seems to have broader implications. It makes us think about how this idea of utilizing dead cycles could be used in other professions and areas of life where being efficient, accurate, and using time well are essential.
I agree. Imagine how this could be used in fields like aviation, where pilots could use short breaks during a flight to review checklists or get important information without interrupting their main tasks.
Or in high-pressure professions like surgery, where surgeons could use the brief pauses between procedures to talk to colleagues, look at patient scans, or even do some mindfulness exercises to stay focused and calm.
There are so many possibilities, and this study is a great example of how this could work. It shows that even those small bits of time, when you combine them and use them strategically, can make you much more efficient and productive.
It's a good reminder that we often have more time than we think. The key is to recognize those hidden pockets of time in our days and figure out how to use them.
It's about changing how we think about time, from seeing it as something limited that we have to protect to seeing it as something we can shape and use to achieve what we want.
That's a really interesting idea. It suggests that we could all benefit from looking at our own routines and figuring out where we might be wasting time.
Those short periods when we're waiting in line, commuting, or even just pausing between tasks, they're like untapped opportunities to get things done or feel more fulfilled.
It's about recognizing the power of micro-productivity, realizing that even small, focused efforts done regularly can lead to significant results.
This research encourages us to rethink our relationship with time and to see those dead cycles not as interruptions, but as chances for growth, learning, and achievement.
It reminds us that we often make progress and find fulfillment not through huge efforts, but through building good habits, using small moments well, and always trying to improve.
It's about adopting a mindset of continuous improvement in both our personal and professional lives. It's about recognizing that even the smallest actions, when done with purpose and consistency, can add up over time to create remarkable results.
This study, although set in the specific context of nursing documentation, serves as a powerful illustration of how powerful mindful time management can be. It highlights the untapped potential that exists in those seemingly insignificant moments of our day. In this episode, we've been talking about how smartphones have the potential to change nursing documentation through the use of dead cycles.
This study really encourages us to see those small periods, those intervals, as potential moments for productivity and efficiency.
And as we've talked about, this research highlights that hidden potential in those short pauses and transitions that happen throughout our day.
These dead cycles aren't just gaps in our workflow. They're actually opportunities to improve things.
This idea, while it's been explored in nursing, could really apply to many different jobs and even our personal lives.
Just imagine the possibilities if we could approach those times we spend waiting or commuting or just switching between tasks with more intention and awareness.
What if instead of letting those moments disappear, we could see them as opportunities for personal or professional growth?
The important thing is to understand that even small actions done consistently over time can have a big impact.
This study really underscores the power of micro-productivity, the concept that even short bursts of focused work can add up to big results if done regularly.
Let's take writing as an example. A lot of people who want to be writers get stuck because they think they need large amounts of uninterrupted time to make progress.
But many successful writers will tell you that the secret is to make writing a habit, even if it's just for 15 or 20 minutes a day.
And this same idea can be applied to so many things, like learning a new language or a musical instrument.
It's about finding those dead cycles in our own lives and using them for practice or exploration.
The hard part is breaking free from our routines and being more deliberate about how we manage our time.
We've gotten used to thinking of these small breaks as distractions or inconveniences.
But if we change how we see them, we can make them into sources of inspiration, productivity, and even personal satisfaction.
This study is a great reminder that how we see time isn't fixed. We can change it.
We can actually reshape our relationship with time and see it not as something that limits us, but as a tool to achieve what we want and live more fulfilling lives.
By seeing those hidden opportunities in the moments we usually overlook, we can make meaningful progress towards what we want to achieve, one dead cycle at a time.
It's about embracing continuous improvement, looking for those pockets of time, and using them well to build a life we're happy with.
It's been great joining you for this deep dive into the potential of dead cycles. We hope it's giving you some ideas on how to use your own time better and become more productive and fulfilled.
Until next time, may your dead cycles be full of purpose, progress, and maybe even a little bit of unexpected discovery.